Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night.
It's a little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, bringing us back. Otherwise known as ZZ. 23 after the hour on Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, it's still just you and me, just the two of us. If you get a chance to... You can read my column. You can go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and read what I've written about in under the heading of The Third Ingredient. If you don't want to buy my book, you can do that. But in that in my Third Ingredient book, it's been out now in third year. I've warned people about what's going on right now. My warning was under the heading of privacy. But the stuff that's happening right now in the tech industry, the things that they're imposing on us, their assault on speech, not privacy, as I talked about in the book. Think of that as a metaphor for what's happening right now. I wanna talk about something. I'm gonna use the word true reckoning. The term true reckoning. What does that mean? True reckoning. Well, I'm gonna talk about true reckoning during this, my little soliloquy today in this segment, but think about what I said at the end of the last segment. Google and Apple removed the Parler app from their store. Now, you know who Parler is. That's the Twitter competitor that conservatives like. Apple and Google removed their app. You cannot download their app onto your mobile device now. That went first. And then overnight, on another level of order of magnitude, a higher order of magnitude in the bad way, Amazon Web Service, AWS, Amazon, took down Parler's website that they had contracted, and Parler had carried on them as a tech partner to provide for them, because Amazon agreed with Twitter, a competitor of Parler, and Facebook, and Google, and Apple. Amazon, notice what they did? They linked up, my friends, and this is what I tried to explain in my New Pharisees piece back in November. They've linked up, also in concert with who? Well, the people who are not in favor of conservatives. That would be the Democrat Party. They've all linked up. I called it the machine in my New Pharisees piece. I named it the machine. And they're coordinated. They've linked up. And this happened this weekend, my friends. An alternative speech entity has been silenced in the United States of America. Folks, this is a day, this is a weekend that will live in infamy in America. Think about that. A free, in the land of free speech, the bedrock ideal that everything else, you know, in our lives, everything is defaults to trust. In America, everything defaults to speech. Speech is the trigger for everything else, for ownership, for laws, for whatever. Speech is everything. It is everything. It's the First Amendment. The founders knew that. That's the reason it's not the Second or the Fifth Amendment. It's the First Amendment. And this weekend, speech was taken down by the tech oligarchs. And also, it's worse than that, though, in a way. There's something going on. I mentioned Truth Reckoning. Forbes Media Chief Content Officer Randall Lane wrote a piece this week where he talked about Truth Reckoning, and he's talking about repercussions for anyone who is favorable to Trump, especially if they worked for Trump. He said this in his piece, quote, "Let it be known to the business world, hire any Trump fellow fabulous that he identifies, and Forbes will assume that everything your company or firm does is a lie." In other words, they are targeting anybody who ever worked for the Trump administration, and they're going to go to their potential future employer and tell them that they're going to be outed, they're going to be exposed, they're going to be guilted, they're going to be shamed, and probably cause them to lose business just because somebody worked for an opposing party. Folks, that is beyond the end of speech. That's encroaching on your ability to make a living. Folks, this happened this week. What happened on at the Capitol was not the only untenable, outrageous thing that happened this week. Do not take your eye off this. You have to track this. This is momentous for America's future. And I don't think you know me to be a man of hyperbole. This is real, and it's dangerous, and we have to stop it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.